This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Pedro Creek runs through downtown and into the west side, and in the early days of the city, it was an important waterway. Today, it looks like a ditch because that's pretty much what it is. But now there's a plan to revitalize it and turn it into an asset for the city. We're going to be talking about the multi-million-dollar plan to revamp the San Pedro Creek, and we want to hear your thoughts and ideas about the proposal. If you live near the creek, how do you see it today, and what are your hopes for it, to how it will be developed? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980, and you can also email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org, and you can write directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. And to tell us more about this proposal, we're joined by Suzanne Scott. She's the general manager of the San Antonio River Authority. Suzanne, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much for having me.
So overall, give us the big picture. What is the idea, the concept? And then we'll drill down into how it may look. So what is the concept for the development of San Pedro Creek?
Well, first of all, Commissioner Paul Elizondo had a grand vision for transforming the drainage ditch that we see in downtown San Antonio into something that could be more of an asset to not only downtown, but to the entire community, linking our downtown to our west side and our south side. So Commissioner Elizondo, with the support of the Bexar County Commissioner's Court, commissioned a preliminary engineering report back in 2012 to sort of look at the feasibility of some improvements to San Pedro Creek to see what kind of amenities could be added there. Would there be any concerns or fatal flaws from the perspective of the historic significance of that area? Would there be any thing that would keep us from moving forward with some type of a significant development? So we did that project and completed that study in May of 2013, and really discovered that the potential to transform San Pedro Creek is pretty significant when you think about how constrained the right-of-way is now, and opening that up and creating walkways on the creek level as well as on the street level, being able to add nice amenities to the project. Areas where we could restore the ecosystem and make the water more visible, because if you see that creek today, you don't really see water, and it's kind of a deep ditch. But bringing that and having people have more intimate reactions and connections to the water, really trying to give kind of like what you see on the museum reach today down on the San Pedro Creek, although it's more intimate and it would be more of a smaller creek area. But the idea is that as you're walking down in the downtown area and you come across this creek, it would really be something that's a destination, something that would be able to give you connections not only to the water but throughout the downtown and beyond.
So you mentioned the museum reach for the San Antonio River, and before all of this redevelopment, before they made it all spiffy next to the San Antonio Museum of Art and the Pearl and stuff, it really wasn't much more than a creek either.
That's right. And so
I guess that's very – so you could see how one could transform into another.
Exactly. And you can see the potential. And, you know, back in the day before we did the improvements on the museum reach, people would often look over there and not even know that the San Antonio River was even there behind all that overgrown vegetation. Now people can actually see the San Pedro Creek because it is a concrete drainage ditch, but they really don't interact with it at all and feel like it's just a place where water goes after storms and don't really see it as an amenity. Many people that are familiar with downtown San Antonio and the history of San Antonio will know that San Pedro Creek was really very important in the foundation of our city, in the creation of our city. We have the Spanish Governor's Palace there. The San Fernando Cathedral is there. You have the Navarro House, the development downtown of the neighborhood that is really an opportunity for people to go back in time and see what San Antonio was really like in the little village that's there near the Navarro House. So all of the history of San Antonio really started along San Pedro Creek.
Because there were the San Pedro Springs.
That's exactly
which
right.
Fed it.
Yes.
And which is not San Pedro Park. And although because of our aquifer issues, and today we're in stage three from the Edwards Aquifer Authority, we're not, you know, the springs aren't what they used to be.
Right.
But there is still the creek and there's still that waterway and the flow.
Yes. And that water was really the lifeblood of the founding of our city, and many of the villages and all that were the foundation of San Antonio started along San Pedro Creek. So this is an opportunity to give this creek back to the community, celebrate its history, make it something that people can enjoy, and make it another connection. This community has shown how much they really love their rivers and creeks. I mean, we have seen the importance of these natural resources to our community, and this is yet another way that we can take a creek that has been maybe taken out of the natural environment and put it back into something that can be an amenity and a really joy to the community, and also an opportunity for economic development, flood control protection, all the other things that you need in an urban environment. This project, through its improvements, can really become something much more than it is today.
So when it's done, will it look more like the Museum Reach, which is more riverwalky, or more like the Mission Reach, which is more naturalistic?
It will be more like the Museum Reach, probably a combination of what you see in the Museum Reach and what you see in the historic Riverwalk area. What we're trying to do, and I know it's hard to visualize some of these improvements, and we do have a website that we'll talk about that where you can actually see some of these before and after renderings that we've put together in this preliminary engineering report that was completed. But envision by the Alameda Theater, where the creek is barely recognizable. It runs next to parking lots and next to the Alameda Theater. Think about that opened up, maybe in front of the Alameda, having an outdoor amphitheater where people can have outdoor entertainment along the river, similar to maybe the Arneson River Theater that we have downtown. That could be along the creek. Think about near where the Bexar County parking garage is, next to where the federal courthouse is going to be, a creek that would meander, open up in that area, being able to have walkways and bike paths and places where the water would be obviously more visible. The creek would be more of a meandering creek. You would see maybe riffles and be more intimate with the water in that area. Those are the kinds of things that we're trying to do, again, to allow for that creek to be more of a connection downtown.
I remember, like, downtown, the San Pedro Creek is kind of a concrete,
yes,
sort of a squared off. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like anything more than just, and there's a little bit of trickle running through there during the summertime. Doesn't look that appealing. But so where's the water going to come from, since we know that San Pedro Springs don't really supply that much anymore?
Well, back in the late 80s, early 90s, the Corps of Engineers constructed two underground flood tunnels, one on the San Antonio River and one on the San Pedro Creek. These tunnels are really what protects downtown from flooding during major rain events. Well, that tunnel right now has water in it, the San Pedro Creek Tunnel. The tunnel inlet, most people may not recognize, is up near Fox Tech High School, and the tunnel outlet is by Guadalupe Street. And that tunnel is 24 feet in diameter. It runs underneath downtown San Antonio, and there's water that's in that tunnel. So what we do and what the city can do today and has done periodically is they can pump the water out of that tunnel, and there's a way that you can keep recirculating that water, and so that water can become more visible in the creek. And through the design that we will do, we will try to make bring people down to the creek or bring the creek up to the people, depending on – we're looking at various options in the designs right now. But there is water there in the tunnel that can be used and be more visible. Right now it just goes straight into the tunnel. There is – and again, one of the things that we're looking at from an engineering perspective is that obviously if you take that water out of the tunnel, there's going to be some evaporative losses. So how are you going to make up that water? So we're looking – and we've been coordinating with the San Antonio Water System to see if there's opportunities through the reuse system, the purple pipe system that feeds the San Antonio River when there's not springs on the San Antonio River, if there's ways that we can divert some of that onto the San Pedro Creek to make up some of that water. So all of that's currently in the engineering phase, but that's what we're looking.
So we will not be pumping water out of the aquifer.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or a comment about the redevelopment of San Pedro Creek, it's a huge project, going to cost millions and millions of dollars, but it has all sorts of projected benefits for the city. Give us a call. The number is 614 614- 8980, 614-8980. And I'm joined with Suzanne Scott, and she's the general manager of the San Antonio River Authority, and they are doing this project. So, Suzanne, how will this bring about development, more energizing downtown? How does one lead to the other?
It's a very good question. One of the benefits of this project and something that Bexar County, who's funding the project, is very interested in is the flood control benefits of this project. And the study found that there is about 41.8 acres in the heart of downtown along this creek that's still in the floodplain. That's about 38 adjacent structures. So this project will do is we'll be able to add capacity to the creek to take those properties out of the floodplain.
Is it because they're in the floodplain that they're limited in what they can do? I can't put residents there?
That's exactly right. It'll allow for them to now be more developable. And having that developed property along the creek will then, of course, generate economic development opportunities.
So you're thinking
impact.
Like cool condos and stuff?
Yes, we think based on the economic impact report that we've done on this project, we see that it's probably going to be more residential type development, maybe some offices. We don't envision it being a place for hotels necessarily, although there's already hotels that are located along San Pedro Creek that we could make them more of a creekfront hotels that would eventually have access to the Riverwalk as well through this network.
So is this going to be like a mini-me for the San Antonio Riverwalk? Is that what we're thinking?
Yes, I think it could be seen like that. But really, it's going to be so much different because some of the designs that we're looking at really celebrate the culture of San Antonio. Not to say the San Antonio Riverwalk does not do that, but there's some unique opportunities on the San Pedro Creek to really celebrate our culture, really use some unique designs and color palettes and really celebrate San Antonio's Hispanic culture, our history, in the designs of this project. So it will be unique. We're not going to try to repeat what's been done on the San Antonio River. We're going to make this a unique project in its own right.
And so there are some people are saying at last this is the trails and things for the west side. This is going to go into So where in the west side does this go?
Well, this project, this is a 2-mile improvement project on San Pedro Creek that starts up near Fox Tech High School and goes all the way down to where San Pedro Creek has a confluence with the Alazan and Apache Creeks underneath Highway 35 near the stockyards. And this project is really connecting communities because the city of San Antonio has already funded linear creekway trails programs on San Pedro Creek from the confluence with the San Antonio River up to its confluence with the Apache Creek. So there will be trail systems that will be able to take bikers and hikers all the way from the San Antonio River Mission Reach all the way up to San Pedro Creek. And then there's another trail system that can take folks all the way down Apache Creek to Elmendorf Lake, where Our Lady of the Lake University is located. So now you're starting to see this connection of creeks and connections of walkways that will allow for people to get from downtown to the west side and downtown to the south side and the north side. So this it's building on the linear creekways program that the city has already done, and now the county is making a significant investment in taking that through downtown.
Our phone lines are open if you want to jump in the conversation. That's 614-8980. And you could also email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Jen emailed us and she wrote, I live in a neighborhood north of the creek near Monte Vista, Alta Vista, Five Points, and Beacon Hill. And we were hoping that the San Pedro Creek would be accessible to our neighborhoods. It actually only comes up to the highways where it seems dangerously to actually access the creek by foot or bike. Several of us want to suggest that the creek development come up closer to San Pedro Park, where many neighborhoods converge, actually connecting all of these neighborhoods with this one project. What about that?
And that's a very good comment. And we've had several residents bring that to our attention to see if the project could be further extended north. And obviously, you have to start somewhere on big projects like this, and we're hoping that, maybe in the future there could be the potential to extend the project. But right now, Bexar County has kind of defined the limits, as I mentioned earlier. There are some challenges as you move north. The creek goes underneath the roads. It sort of kind of moves through some of those neighborhoods.
Because that's an older neighborhood.
Yes, and I think that there are some opportunities. I mean, there's Via Metropolitan Transit, which is right there on the creek. That they, of course, that would be something that we would have to work 5 points through that area. But I think that the idea here is let's get started, let's see what we can accomplish, and then if there's opportunities to expand it, it can be looked at. But right now, the limits have been set.
Sure, this is the project that we have in front of us right now.
That's right.
But it can, if this works out and everyone loves it, then
maybe there's opportunities.
Sure, let's get John on the line. John has called in, and our line is 614-8980. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm so old, I remember when the Riverwalk was young. And I'm grateful that I've lived to be long enough, lived to be old enough to see the improvements. It just goes to show great ideas can always be improved upon. And to me, this is one of the more exciting things I can remember. But are either of you familiar with the old name for the San Pedro Creek in the vernacular?
You'll have to Camarón. Share that with me, John. What is it?
It was Camarón, like shrimp.
Oh, sure.
But in this case, it referred to the crawfish.
Yes.
And believe it or not, 41 years ago, I had the pleasure. That was an extremely wet year, as I remember. We had 70 inches of rainfall in one calendar year, and I can remember the San Pedro Creek rushing into the Alameda Theater because it was 3 feet over Houston. But when things tamed down, I saw little boys descended probably from the Cualatecano Indians who used to live in the area till we were Iberianized or whatever you want to call it, and they were fishing with string and pieces of bacon for crawfish.
Well, I used to catch crawfish in the San Pedro Creek myself when I was a young lad.
Aha!
That is a great story.
The reason we're all us old timers are always amused when people call the street Cameron, you know, a good Scottish name, but it's actually Camarón because of the crawfish that inhabit the creek.
And so, John, what are your thoughts about this proposed project?
I am ecstatic, and I'm sure my old friend George and his brother David Cortez are thrilled, too. Anything to promote the old West Side is a good thing. And also, there's just all sorts of benefits. This could be the new mini river walk of the 21st century. So carry on.
All right, John, thanks for your call.
Ahead.
We appreciate your call, John. So what is the price tag on this project, Suzanne?
The preliminary engineering report had an estimate of $175 million for the improvements that are proposed. And as we move now into the design phase, we will redefine those costs, look and make sure that those are accurate costs. Bexar County has committed $125 million to the project. So that is what we're moving forward with right now through the design phase. And We are very excited about the ability to move this project pretty quickly. The idea and the goal is to have some or all of this project finished with construction by the 300th anniversary of the city of San Antonio, which would be in May of 2018. So that's a pretty fast schedule for a project of this significance. But we think we can do it. The community is really rallying behind it. Bexar County, of course, with their leadership, has provided the funding for it. So I think that as we move forward, we're really going to be able to see this project.
Now, you say there are a lot of resources for people to check out online?
Yes. Yes. We have a website. It's SPC for San Pedro Creek Project, spcproject.org. And at that website, you can see the results of the feasibility study and some of the presentations that we've done.
A lot of pictures, a lot of visuals.
Yes, absolutely.
The maps showing you exactly where it's going. Suzanne Scott, we're going to be checking in again as this project gets off the ground and get more updates. Thank you for joining us on The Source today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll be right back after this NPR news break. Stay with us. This is The Source on KSTX.